Hello again, everybody. This is James Bartley, and you're watching and listening to the Cosmic Switchboard Show. Today, my guest is a dear friend, Carol Martin. Carol has been on our show before, talked about her MyLab experiences, Black Ops experiences on the receiving end as far as surveillance, harassment, et cetera, et cetera. And Carol has a lot to share with us. A lot's been going on with her in the recent past. So without any further ado, Carol, welcome back to the Cosmic Switchboard Show.
Thank you, James. It's great to be back on.
Likewise. Great having you back. Well, tell me, what's been going on in the recent past? I mean, go back however far you need to, pre-lockdowns, lockdowns, last few months. Well, what's been going on?
Yeah. So, oh God, lockdowns. Well, stupid me, delved into a business. So that all went up the wazoo come sixth lockdown. And I'll just say it anyway. I lost everything, so we couldn't save it. And so I sold up everything, paid my dues, and moved forward.
That was your
And
restaurant?
yeah, that was the restaurant.
And you kept getting shut down by the authorities, basically.
Yeah, I kept getting shut down. The authorities actually came into the restaurant, and they were really weird. I had prior to that, I knew something was going to happen because I had this one guy come in, and it was a pretty big restaurant. I had to walk through and to the other end of it to get the drinks to top up the fridge like you do. And I saw this man, and he was dressed impeccable. So where I live, I just looked at him, James, and I thought, you just stick out like a sore thumb. What's going on? And like all my spidey senses just, I don't know, they just went haywire. And he wore a hat, but it was one of those old fashioned hats that you just don't see men of his
You mean like
age
a fedora or
wearing.
something like that?
Yeah, it was like a fedora, but it had the black on top, and then the middle it was like a tan type, so it was two-toned. Impeccably dressed, and he kept running his fingers down the seam of his pants, the crease of it. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh. And he kind of looked up at me and he did a silly little order, but he just kept staring straight at the drinks room.
God, he was acting like a man in black. It's crazy.
Yeah, pretty much. Because at that time, I got quite a few photos and a lot of things were happening at home, and I had visits from just strange people. Like this guy, he came up to the house, and I said to the kids, just go down the other end so I can get rid of this clown. That's how I just said it. And he opened up the door, and he had the strangest shaped face. It was totally round. The eyes were wrap around, maybe you can say. And he had rose tinted glasses.
But
And
you
I'm
can
like,
see is the size and shape of his eyes
yeah,
behind the
that's right.
glasses.
Behind the glasses, they were rose tinted, so you can see right through. He had just this horrible aura of about him, and I just went, "Can I help you?" "Yes." And he said, "Oh, can I come in and use your phone?" And I said, "No," and I just shut the door because fear took over me. Which I was so mad about because, you know, I'm pretty controlled in my emotions in that kind of situation. And I just slammed the door and I leant up against the heater and I just took a few breaths. He walked at the end of the driveway and I watched him leave, and he took out a mobile phone. And I'm thinking, that is the most weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. Where we live, I live rural. Yeah, we have to walk forever to get to the house where I lived. And so that was quite a few, you know, and then since then I went to work, didn't, you know, really think about it anymore until that guy came into the restaurant. And just after that, I had UFO sightings left, right and center. And as you know, the lockdowns happened and that all went down the gurgler, and I had to sell my house and we moved. So moving to the new house, and unfortunately, because of the living crisis, I didn't have a chance to really pick and choose where you want to live. So chose the house that's like not even a minute away from the main cemetery.
And you've had phenomena?
I've not straight away, but it kind of built itself up. So probably about a week into this house, we would notice funny little smells in the house. And I just thought, because it's an old house, I'll give it a good clean, vacuum it, everything, scrub everything. And that kind of helped, but it didn't. We all went to bed, and my son woke me up probably about 10 past three. And he said, "Oh, sorry to wake you, Mum, but were you just walking down the hallway?" And I said, "No." He goes, "What about sis my sister? Was she?" And I said, "No." I said, "She's dead asleep." And we'd wake up and we'd just hear footsteps, boom, 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 down the hallway. And I couldn't sleep after that. So, you just think, well, maybe it's an old house. We live, not far from the cemetery, brushed it off and just went, A couple of weeks after that, my daughter and I are sitting in the lounge room watching TV. And then I kind of like watched and I kind of looked over and where I was sitting, I can see the laundry door. There's two doors actually, one to go into the laundry and then another one to go outside. Literally saw something, I don't know what it was, grab the handle, click it down, and just push the door open. And I'm just like, oh my stars. Hello? Kind of peered around, nobody. And my daughter looked at me and she went, "Mom," she goes, "how many times we've heard footsteps down the hallway?" And I went, "Okay, time to cleanse the house." So saged it, put crystals everywhere. I spent a ton of money on crystals and everything else because back in the old house, I dug 4 points of the block that we had and I buried crystals in there. Just in, to keep us kind of safe from everything that went on. But here is a little bit different. And it's just been phenomenal. Like I would sit down and then I saw something or somebody peering into the kitchen window. I went to get up to go and have a look and saw that the back door was ajar. And it's like, well, no, I'm that type of person that when I close the door, I automatically lock it. And I just thought, oh my God, how weird. Just how strange it's been around here. It's not funny. So brushed it off, said to the kids, don't worry about it. I'm sure maybe because of the gust of wind or whatever, trying not to think about it too much. Because I'm just like, I can't even run away from it. Wherever I go, it just, whatever it is, it follows. Had really strange encounter. I dropped off my son at his friend's house. I could show you the photo later if you like, you can share it. And we're sitting in the car, we're just talking, it was just mother-son conversation. And he kind of looks over like this, and I said, "Is there a problem?" And he goes, "Mum, I just kept seeing a black ball just darting through the trees because where his friend lives is in the forest. And we had to go down the dirt road and everything to get to his house." I'm like, "Are you sure?" I said, "Oh, maybe it's your imagination because we're going pretty fast." So I slowed down. And I see these two black balls now on each side of the car. And I'm like, "You've got to be joking." So we got to his friend's house. I told him, "Look, just go. Don't worry about it. Get inside pretty quick. Don't linger around." So I lingered and took a photo. And there was this black being, just the head. There's two trees, and he's leaning forward. And all you see is his big wraparound eyes just looking straight at the car. And I just went, "I don't like the feel of this at all. At all." I'm like, give me a mission any day. I don't know. Not doing ETs today. And never seen anything like it in my whole entire existence. I can't even put an answer to anybody's question as to what it was, where it came from, have no idea. Took a few photos of it, and I thought, I'll just post it and see if anybody has more information about that type of being, because I've never seen anything like it. It was completely black, completely black. And it's like, just thought, is someone in a costume? But how? No one knew that we were there. We're in the middle of the forest. I even laughed and joked at Roman because I said, oh, bugger your friend's parents living in the middle of the bush. Lucky them, right? But then I thought to myself, not so lucky when I saw that black thing. I thought, oh God. Went back at home and just things kept escalating and escalating. After a while, yeah.
Just hold that thought. About the black balls that were pacing your car, how big were they? Were they shiny
Oh,
or dull? And
no, they were
were they
dull.
by the windows or the car windows?
Yeah, so they were dull. They were probably about a couple of meters away from the car. They weren't too close. They were the size of a basketball.
Hmm.
Pretty substantial. They were pretty big. And they were just going so quick. So quick. I was doing 110K down the dirt road. So they had the means to keep up with me. And then I slowed down because I thought if they dart in front of the car, then I'm just going to have to slow down because I don't know what they are. And my son was like freaking out a little bit. And I'm like, oh, don't freak out. I've seen things like this before, but they were white. And I was trying to like joke, lighten up the mood and, you know, tell him, oh, you know, when I was in Gisborne, took photos of going through the mountains. And yeah, so it was just really weird. And then they disappeared. And when we got to the guy's house, I told Roman to get out. I took a couple of photos from the last point I saw those balls, and this head just popped out of these two trees, and he just looked over like that. And I'm like, ch-ch-ch-ch, with my mobile phone. And I'm like, I couldn't even videotape the balls because, as you know, on a dirt road, you need both hands to steering because we had a ton of rain and had to ditch the potholes.
Yes.
So that was just incredible. And after that, things went a little bit quiet. And been working nonstop, and I have really, really early starts, and work has been really, really hectic for a little bit. So yeah, all the strange little things around the house subsided after that. Really, then we became settled into the house, went to work, and had an incident with an electric mixer, brand new. And I thought to myself, oh, this is strange. I couldn't get the beaters up the mixer, hand mixer, to plug them in. And I said, oh, has anybody tampered with the hand mixer? No, no one's tampered with it. We've not even used it since the last time you were here. And I'm struggling putting the beaters on. And got them in, pressed the button, and I got electrocuted at work.
Oh, geez.
Wow. So
How strong was the jolt?
strong it flipped me back. So the bowl went one way, Carol went the other way, and I had to go straight to the doctors because I couldn't breathe properly. I had chest pains, and it was just the most incredible pain that I could ever imagine. It was just horrifying.
Okay, you were
Took me
trying to
back.
activate something, or plug a plug in, or
So there's hand beater. So you plug in the rotary beading things that you just shove in, and it was a cheap little thing that my bosses bought, and I was trying to get that in, and I got it in, and when I pressed the button, it short circuited, I
oh,
guess, and
good. It's
I
probably
don't
water or
know.
something in it. Something's going on.
I don't know. Yeah, somebody tampered with it.
Oh, geez.
And after that, I took probably a week off work because I was just so sick. And just strange missions, probably about 2 days afterwards. Just, I don't know. It was so weird. It was to the point of bizarre. I was driving, I had my hands out on the steering wheel, and I look like that, and I can see needle marks popping up on each side of my arm. And I'm like, oh, and you know how you just feel nauseated and sick, and you get that funny taste in your mouth. And my eyes do just strange things when UFOs are about. If you squish your eyes really, really, really tight and you open them, and you can see little silver specks. So that's what I see in my vision when a UFO is about. Always have been since I was a little girl, that's happened. So I know then, okay, I see silver specks, and I just take photos, and you've seen my photos. I capture some bizarre stuff on there. So, and I'm like, oh, this is not good. So I rushed home, went to bed because I couldn't keep my eyes open anymore, and just found myself in the most bizarre scenario in a tight black skin tight uniform. But in this uniform, you know how they have the little seams where they're sewn. So in the little seams, there were like these little blue lights, and they were traveling all around the outfit from head to toe. Didn't have a helmet, and I was holding one was in a box, so I couldn't see exactly what it was, but I knew in my head that it was some kind of ancient artifact. I don't know, but all I found myself was just, I was out of breath because I was running. And in the other, I had this black, like it looked like an ankh, but it was huge. They're kind of little, aren't they? So this was probably about this big, and it was really solid, and it was heavy. And I ran through this huge stargate. It was just massive. I've never seen anything like that. They're all my lab abductions. I've never ever seen anything apart from when you and I had a mission. I remember we went through a portal, but it was a portal. It wasn't a solid black stargate. It was just massive. Jump through, and that's just when I woke up. And I sat up, then I thought to myself, was my electrocution something to, did they do that on purpose?
I'm not laughing
Why?
because it's funny. It's crazy.
I was mortified that I thought to myself, did I have to get electrocuted for me to be transported into that place?
I see what you
It
mean.
wasn't,
Altered your
it wasn't
bioelectric.
off world. It wasn't off world. It was on Earth. It was on Earth.
What did it
My
look
gut
like when you
instinct.
went through? What was
It
on the
was
other side?
the desert and mountains, but it was all desert. It was desert. It was dry. It was hot. I'm thinking, why is it hot? But I jumped through, and it
Was it
was
more
hot.
like Outback Desert, Southwestern Desert in America Desert, or Sandy Namibia Sahara Desert?
Sahara Desert. It was just boiling hot. It was not American. And like I really sat down and I really thought hard to me. And it was pretty funny because a lot of Iran, Iraq came up the next 2 days after that. So whether that's where I was, I can't tell you 100%, but I knew 100% that I was still on Earth with these artifacts jumping through this massive stargate. It was black, James. It had hieroglyphics. And it was just huge. It was just each little section that you go up and around, because I had a good look. And I'm like, oh, I've never seen this in my life. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And I just went through it, went on the other side, and it was just blistering heat. So I don't know. I've never had anything like that.
Do you remember coming back?
I just remember waking up. I don't remember where I went. I jumped through it, and I woke up. And I was a bit disappointed, to be honest. I woke up because I really
If
wanted to see.
you had to hazard an intuitive guess, whereabouts in the world were you? What region?
I reckon I was in Iraq. Yeah. Iraq, Iran, Iraq. I reckon somewhere in the two.
Well, they're next to each other, so
Anywhere else, because they're very close to each other, right?
yeah.
So, no. Even when, I really thought hard about it and I just thought, well, just doesn't make sense because, I've been to Mars so many times. I know the place inside out, you can say. And I always see the same people. There was no one around. But it was like, I have to get this, have to hold on, and I have to jump through for somebody else on the other side to take it, or that kind of feeling.
Yeah.
But I just didn't see anything but desert. There was just nothing. It was so just dead. Oh, sandy.
Now, before you step through, was it a flat surface or do you walk up a ramp? And what did the, to use a Stargate SG-1 term, what
Wasn't
did the
flat.
event horizon look like on the, like you have, I take it was a ring, right? Or something similar.
Yeah, it was
And then,
huge.
and in the inside of the ring, what do you usually
Inside,
see compared to this?
so inside of the ring was pretty hazy, but you can see through it. And I
Yeah.
saw that it was a desert of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, okay. So if I stay, I had the feeling I'm going to get caught. And if I had to jump through in order not to be caught. That's the feeling that I got. So when I jumped through, it was like a plasma, really, really gooey, sticky, but it was instant. You weren't in it for, a minute or 2 minutes. It was a couple of seconds and boom, you're on the other side. But it was a ramp up. It was like dirt that you had to run up to it, and it was a fair distance from the flat surface, and you ran up to it, and then you just jumped through it. Jumped or walked, but I jumped because I was just so scared. I'm like, what in the hell have I got in my hands? So that was that. And as soon as I jumped through it, I had a look and I'm like, where the hell am I? Am I in some kind of desert? And that's when I woke up, which is unfortunate.
How did you feel in the morning? Did you find any sand on you? Did you have any aches and pains?
I felt like, how sometimes you get sand in your teeth when you go to the
Yeah,
bed?
yeah.
So I had that sensation and I was just a bit lethargic. Bit lethargic. Every mission that I get, I'm pretty aggro afterwards. So it took me about 2 days to come down from it. But to me, that's just normal.
Okay,
That's
now
what.
you said a moment ago that the term used was aggro.
Yeah, I
Okay,
get
now
aggressive.
could you explain that to our non-Aussie listeners and viewers?
Okay, so after a mission, before I get a sense of something is going to happen, either I get really assertive and I just toughen up, the whole soldier mode of toughen up, princess. You got to put your boots on, you got to do this, you got to do that. So at home, I just make sure everything is done because I know that when I'm finished, I am still soldier mode. Don't talk to me in that tone. My kids already know if they talk to me in a shitty little whatever, I just snap at them. A little bit aggressive, get shit done, get out of my way, and make sure you do things right the first time. It's that kind of,
Very
and
military kind of
very much so.
mindset.
Yeah.
And the slang that you use, just for the benefit of our non-Aussie audience, when someone says he or she was very aggro, that's short slang for aggressive. So when Carol just said I get aggro when I come back, that's what she means, that she still hasn't detuned from that military mentality mindset, get the job done. And she's still settling back into her normal workaday world.
Pretty much, pretty much. And but you know what? After that, just hasn't been good. And like I sat back and I thought, did they do, like I said, did they do the electrocution or whatever to be electrocuted at work on purpose? And it took me a long time to get over that because I had pins and needles sensation in my arm and it would go across my chest. So I had to get tests to see if there was any damage to my heart and my nerves.
I was going to ask you about that. They didn't find anything regular about your heartbeat.
Yeah, it went up.
Oh.
Yeah, it went up. And I have a heart murmur. So my heartbeat's normally high anyway. Everybody who has a heart murmur has a little bit higher heartbeat than everybody else. And that just elevated. And it took a few months, a couple of months to get back down to normal. But after that, there was multiple UFO sightings. Just multiple. I had one egg shape zipping along the side of the car up in the sky. I mean, I was driving like this, like, what in the world? And I can see it. So I pulled over and I took a photo of it. And every time I would stop, it would stop. I would go, it would, zoom off. Then it would stop. Then I would catch up and then it would stop again. And it's like, what are you doing? So it's been really bizarre. I've had weird people up to the house.
And you mentioned, just to go back to the guy with the round face, was it like a pasty white complexion, or did it look like a normal?
He looked like a normal person, like skin tone wise, but he just had no reaction. His face was
Flatness of effect,
flat,
yeah.
yeah. But here, after that mission and after the egg shaped craft, I had vans follow me. I had people here knocking on the door. They wouldn't, every time I opened the door, yes, can I help you? They would just look at me. They were weird. They had the pasty skin that looked really thick.
Oh, well, tell me more. Was it two of them? And
There
were they
was
both just
and
one?
one was in the car.
Aha.
Only one came up to the door and the other was in the car. And before that, James, like in before I came into this house, another family lived here. I noticed that I keep getting their mail to this day.
Oh,
Every week something would
I
pop
hate
up.
that.
It
Hate
just
the
seemed to
hassle.
me that they just fled the house. Okay?
Well,
Because
maybe they had a good reason. I'm just thinking of like the previous tenants or owners that still get stuff from them, you know. But it seems to me like this property, it was available. No one had put any bids. There was no other bids for it at the time.
So it was sitting empty for a little while. And I got it through a friend of mine. He knew my circumstances. And it was pretty dire. If I didn't get this, me and the kids would have been living in the car. And there's just nothing in this town. Houses are really expensive and they just go very, very quick. And this house has been sitting for a long time empty. And he said, look, let me talk to, because I'm renting. And he said, oh, let me talk to the landlord, tell him your story a little bit, if I may, and get you in. Because I'd hate to see you and the kids out in the streets not getting a house. And we got it within the next day. He rings, he goes, you got it. You can just move in whenever you like.
Okay, so he was looking for renters. He wasn't trying to sell.
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
No. So we just moved in and just settled in. And I thought, I don't even care. It's an old house and it's really nice. And we're just settling in and trying to move forward in our life and just everything with whatever it is in this house. But then I talked to, after that incident of that family that was here that I say fled. I still say fled because three times this lady came to the door asking for them.
That's
First
tough.
time, She was quite nice. Second time, I see her getting a little bit angry. Third time, she goes, "Are you sure you don't know who they are? You know where they are, or are you a family member? You're just hiding them, are you?" And she was really aggressive, and she became so angry. And I thought, "Don't speak to me in that tone of voice. Get off my property and leave before I call the cops." And then I'm thinking, oh my God, what happened to this family? Did they really flee?
Yeah.
People are looking for them. This is the third time. And I said to the kids, if she comes one more time, I will just call the cops on her.
Yeah, that's harassment at that point.
Not a nice woman, nothing. And just after that, I've had, like I said, white vans driving past really slow. And I live in a court. I know all the neighbors, all their cars. And I just found it really strange. And he was just peering into the house. And I'm thinking, that's not a mean feat to really like drive by a slide because my front garden is just full of trees and shrubs and it's very hard to see in. But he came up to the driveway, kind of swerved in and just really leaned and had a look. I'm thinking, what? And I rang up the real estate agent. Is that the landlord checking? And I said, if he wants to come in, he's welcome to come in. I don't care. But it wasn't. And it was just very strange. Even prior to this interview, I've had cars follow me, been so sick. I've had, this man come up to the door telling me to shut up and not say anything. He just stood there and he just went, "I am going to tell you once." He goes, "Shut up and don't talk." And I'm like, "Get off my property." And I slammed the door shut because I know once I slam the door shut, I can just regroup, check to see where he is and, move on. But I couldn't believe it. And it's like, oh God. So that's what's been happening. It's just been one thing after another. And I have caught quite a few interesting photos that I've not posted or anything I've kept to myself because I just don't know.
The ones you have
But,
posted are classic, either helos or unidentified craft. Now, the previous place you lived, you had a similar thing where it seemed like there was some kind of ET traffic corridor above your house. So, did you happen to move into a place that had a similar air corridor, or do you think the phenomena followed you in some way?
doesn't matter where I go, James. I can come to your house, go in your backyard, take photos, and it will just be there. I've always been like that. I went to a guy that I've, we were friends a long time ago, and he lived in New South Wales, and I used to go there quite often, and I would just sit in the backyard and. And they would all be in every single photo that I took. And it's just been, I mean, I go to my mum's and I can sit in the backyard and take photos and something will come up. They've followed me everywhere since I was five. And I say five is because I don't remember anything before that. But I do remember seeing this huge grey disc above my parents' home. And since then, it's just been non-stop, non-stop. Every day, if I choose to look up every single day, something would be there. But I don't because it's exhausting after a
Yeah,
while.
I imagine because it's
I don't have the answers.
surveillance of some form,
Yeah.
right?
I don't have the answers. So there's two types, though. The normal pictures that I take of crafts, you can say. I don't know what they are. Rods, I don't know. They are for whatever reason, I have no, I don't have the answer. But every time I have a Mylab mission and I go outside, I'll take a photo of the sky and there's this, and I have a lot of them on my page, and it's a rectangular shaped craft. I know that's for a fact that they're monitoring me. Every single time I have a mission, I come, like back, I go outside, take a photo, and there they are. And they stick around probably for about a week and they disappear. And every time, not without fail, they'll turn up. Whether they're monitoring me or just making sure I'm okay, yeah, thanks. But no. But the other crafts, I couldn't tell you what they are. I couldn't tell you who's inside. I don't know. I don't know. I just take the photos because I see them. See them. And I ask so many people, like, how do you get answers as to what they are, who they are, why are they around so long and so many times? It's just ridiculous. I can sit there all day from morning to nighttime just looking at nighttime. Like last night, just before last night, went to pick up my son from work and we're driving along and this big ball of light, bit bigger than a tennis ball, maybe, pretty substantial, over the car. I'm like this. I'm like, oh my God, did you see that? And I'm hitting my son. And he looked out and he just saw the end of it because it diminished really quick. So we pulled over and he just went, Mom, because that was so low. I said to him, shit, I thought it was going to hit the car. Because it just came swooping down, and where we were, it just because we were like on top of a hill, and it just came flying down. And I thought, oh my God, and I just had to regroup. I couldn't drive straight away. I'm just sitting in the car going, I don't even know what that is. So that was that just last night at 10:30, quarter to 11.
So it gave you like a negative message, a nasty message.
I think everything leading up to this has been horrifying to the point where I was sick probably about an hour before getting on. Issues with Zoom and this thing flying over the car. My son can vouch for it. And I was just, I don't have the answers, James, And it gets to the point after so many years is like, okay, you talk to so many people who have the same, but it's like, how do you get answers? How do you stop this? Because I'm too old, It's
Yeah,
like
because it has to be some means to
something.
repel them, right? Now,
That's right.
getting back to the individual who came to your door with a kind of pasty face expression, could you create a word picture of what he was wearing, what he looked like, what his how he spoke, his mannerisms?
So he just stood very still. He had black slacks on. He had a black jacket on, but it wasn't a suit. It was just black slacks, a black sh like a jacket, but it wasn't like a. It had no collar. It was round. It was a zip. It wasn't buttoned up, because people I would identify as men in black being top hat, ducks, black suit, whatever. No, I've seen them before. No, he wasn't like that. He was just very pasty, but his skin was really thick and it was that gray, off-white, to the point of gray tinge to it. Really thick, but his face was just no emotion. And I don't know, my training kicked in and I can have blank thoughts. I have no thoughts in my head. I've trained myself. My dad actually trained me pretty well in that when I was really little. I don't know why he did what he did, but he would train me to stop thinking. So I did that straight away. And he just started yelling and screaming and telling me to shut up and I'm thinking, oh, that when he left, that's when I thought, oh, I just can't do this anymore. You just get to, and I think maybe everybody gets to that point in their life where they're saying, what do we do? Do we continue? How do we fight back? How do you fight back when you're driving and you're getting needle marks just appearing in your arm like that. And it freaking hurt, you know, like you can feel the, and I'm like, oh, just ridiculous. And it's like, how do you stop it? Because enough is enough already. For one, I'm going to be 52. I'm too old to be running through and jumping through stargates and, you know, trying to
Yeah,
shed
it's like
vomit into it,
it's
but.
like it, doesn't your contract, for lack of a better term, expire at some point, or does it seem like this is, from their perspective, something in perpetuity, like they expect you to do this forever?
I know, right? Until I drop dead, basically. I don't know. That's the feeling that I get, that I'm in it forever
Yeah, for the
until the
duration.
clock. And it's like, oh, I don't know. But when I think back to my dad's family, is it that reason why I am being picked on, let's say? Am I chosen because I'm being picked on? I'm being picked on. Because sometimes it feels that I am, you know? My dad's family was very prominent back in Bosnia, and a lot of things happened to them. And even to this day, I still can't get answers. And I get told to shut up and mind my own business or else. And, you know, like my grandfather, he was a spy, but no one will give me an answer as to which side he was on, because
Where
when my
was this? Where
that
was
was
this?
this was in Bosnia, World War II. World War I, we had 32 family members
Killed?
that killed, yes, unfortunately. They were very anti-government, and they killed them all. The ones that remained, they weren't there. So, you
So
know.
they were not killed on a battlefield. They were killed execution style.
They were execution style, scooped up. And that was that. My grandfather, when my dad was about five, almost six, he got cuffed by the SS and he was executed. We found his mass, they had a mass grave in a place called Breza. And we found him, and still to that point of time, a helicopter will go circling the area, and there was this old man. He's saying, "You're still not allowed to be here after all this time." And I went, "I'm going. You're not going to stop me going." So we went. Didn't stay very long, but there's just no answers. So then I thought to myself, "Is it because of what my dad's family did and who they were and why they were, you know, murdered back then? Is that why they chose me? Because I'm much like that." It's just all these questions, and I just can't get any answers because I just get the door slammed in my face. So now I've just like taken a step back
Yeah, I just
and not pursuing it
basically
at all.
chill and let things develop. Getting back to the black balls, and what were the size of these things again?
So that were basketball sized.
Basketball size,
Yeah.
and they were not throwing off any illumination, no
Sorry.
reflection.
That was solid. That was solid. They were not shiny. They were matte. And they were just going super fast.
And there
Super
was
fast.
one on
They
either
didn't
side of the car.
get a couple of meters away from the car. They didn't make any noise. Nothing.
And were you driving in daytime or nighttime?
So that was, you know, like strange. Pardon?
Were you driving during daytime or nighttime?
Daytime.
Okay, so these
Daytime.
things were a little out in front of you behind the wheel, and one on either side, and you decided
Yes.
at some point to pull over just to see what the hell these things were.
I dropped, I got to my son's friend's house
And dropped them off.
and went up the driveway, dropped him off, and I told him, just get inside, don't worry about it. Then, as I reversed out, I just parked up the road a little bit, and that's when I took a photo. That's when I realized, you know, someone was looking at me, and
No,
I'm looking, there's this black head just peering in between two gum trees, and I just took a photo. I just took, but there was no balls. They were gone. So
How tall
whether
was this? How tall was this being over by the
can't
trees?
tell you, I really can't tell you because he was a white.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't close to him at all.
Well, when I
But
heard the black balls bit, and I imagine that these black balls can vary in size and whatnot, because a friend of mine, another one of us, basically, Lorena, I've had her on the show. She talked about little black balls that would come out of nowhere, start swirling around, and they could actually enter into someone's head and then abruptly change their personality, make them more aggro, aggressive, and belligerent. And I was wondering if, when I heard you talking about the black balls, that was one of the first things I thought of. Not to say it's the same thing, it's just that these black balls of varying sizes seem to be self-navigating, and they seem to be connected to one kind of an entity or another. So yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah, I didn't like my personality didn't change. I just became really a bit worried, to be honest, because I had my kid in the car, and you just don't stop worrying, even though he's almost 19 and 6 foot 1, and I'm like, oh, and I actually said to him, Roman, why when we're always together, things amp up, because he would go walking at dusk, let's say, and he would always come home, Mom, look what I got. I'm like, what in the world? I said, oh my God. And then you just think, don't touch my son.
Yes.
Don't touch my son. Touch me. Make me go through everything, but leave my kid alone. Because I know when, how it is since I was a kid, just the strangest shit going through everything, I absolutely understand, and I know how it feels to be targeted by that particular thing. And I just don't want him experiencing any of it. Any of it. Because it's been very hard to live with, really hard. And, no, it's just the strangest. Like I said, they were matte. They were big, like a basketball size. Where they went, I don't know, but I did see that being, and it was nothing I've ever seen in my life. Nothing. It
So
was
there's
just.
definitely a causal connection between the two balls, basketball size, which must have been fascinating to watch and somewhat alarming as well. But you drop off your son, and then suddenly you notice, A, the balls are gone. B, there's this entity over there by these trees. So it definitely, there's a causal connection in my mind from the black
Yeah,
balls
because
to
he was the
whoever.
same color as the ball.
Yeah. Oh, he was.
Same color. Yeah,
I
he
wonder if
was
he,
the same color.
I wonder if the entity
I'll show
was
you
the
this image.
ball, right? What if the he has a or she has an ability to shape shift, and he
Two
could have
of
been a
them,
ball. What's that?
maybe, but two of them, I just felt. I said two of them though on each side.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's
I just felt that's a bit strange to have that come because I saw him peering through the trees, and I just thought, how come there's two balls for one thing? Maybe it needed the two to manifest itself into one because. I'm trying to look for the photo, but his head was pretty big. So I am just I'll send it to you now.
yeah,
But
you're satisfied that whatever it wasn't
his head
human,
was
right?
massive.
Yeah, it wasn't human,
Yeah, you
obviously.
can see. No, it wasn't human. You can clearly see that it's not. Elongated head, big wraparound eyes. I
Yeah.
actually thought, why would somebody be in a costume like that? That no one knows I'm here. No one knows.
Could you tell from that distance whether it was small or large or medium in height?
I think how it leaned forward with his head. If it was standing up, it was pretty substantial in height. It was not small.
Like over
It
six
wouldn't have
feet.
been small. Probably just a little bit under, maybe.
Well, it's still a tall being, but
Yeah. Because gum trees are pretty big. But he
yes.
was leaning forward, and I thought to myself, oh God, if you stood up, I would have sh No, just driving, thank God for accelerator, because I'm just out of here. Pew, and I just
Oh,
left after
there's sometimes
got home.
you just don't have the time for phenomena of any kind. Like, well,
Uh-uh.
when I'm in investigator mode and doing field research, that's one thing. But if I'm doing my own thing, I got to get from A to B,
That's
especially if
right.
I got kids or something
Yeah.
with me. It's like, no, I don't. I opt out this time, right?
Yeah, and I wanted to get out of there, James, because it was sunset, and I didn't want to be stuck in the middle of the forest at dark and in the night time, and because my car's little, and I'm like, oh, couldn't cope driving through the bush in a little tiny car, and no, so my just whole thought was, thanks for showing yourself to me, but I'm gonna go home now because I really need to sit down and have a coffee and
Yeah.
just to wrap my head around what happened. And then you've got to go back and pick your son up, and it's just
Well,
no, just
it's a good time to end this first segment. Thank you for sharing that.
came home and I thought, I've never seen anything like it. No. I've seen the tall ET, the stick beings that you want. Yeah, but
Well, hold that thought. Well,
something
we'll
like
take a
that.
break here. If the viewing audience and listening audience would like to contact you, would it be okay to share like contact info or Facebook info? Or if not, that'd be fine too.
No, that's fine. People can contact me on Facebook, but I'm not Carol Martin on Facebook. I'm Carol Van Sim. Yeah, so if you can put that up or whatever,
Yeah.
people can contact me. Why
And
not?
VAN space SI.
SINGH.
Oh, okay.
It's
That's
just
it.
one word. There's
Okay.
no space.
And to our dear listeners out there, if you like what we do, if you believe in what we do, please go to thecosmicswitchboard.com, sign up and become a member, and we'll see you at the top of the next segment.